You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website, or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
We continue to read about the wandering of God's people in the wilderness. Our meditation passage is taken from Exodus chapter 16, verses 1 to 18 and verse 35. Here in these verses, we read about the Lord providing His people with heavenly bread to sustain them as they pass through the desert. During the 40 years of wandering in the desert, they faced very hard conditions. They complained to Moses because there's nothing to eat. God heard their cry, and He miraculously provided them with heavenly bread called manna. The manna appeared each morning, and the Israelites were given specific instruction on gathering it. What was manna? Interestingly, that was the very question the Israelites asked. When the people of Israel saw it, they said to one another, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, "It is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat." Exodus 16:15. The word manna in Hebrew literally means, "What is it?" Yes, we may ask what it was. The Bible never discusses the composition of manna. Exodus 16:31 says, "It is like coriander seed, white, and the taste of it was like a wafer made with honey." It seems like manna was literally bread that God gives miraculously each morning during the wanderings of the Israelites in the wilderness. We can continue to ask what it really was, but that is not the most important question. Far more important than manna's physical composition is what manna prefigured. Manna is a foreshadowing of Jesus. We can read in John chapter 6, verse 34, after Jesus fed the 5,000, the people wanted Him to give us this bread always. Jesus tried to point the people to the true bread of life. He says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is He who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to Me shall not hunger." John chapter 6, verses 32 to 35. Just as God provided manna to the Israelites to save them from starvation, He has provided Jesus for salvation of our souls. The physical manna temporarily saved the Israelites from physical death. The spiritual manna saves us from eternal death. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. John chapter 6, verses 49 to 50. Today, let us end our meditation by praying the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. And after we say, "Give us this day our daily bread," let us pause and then thank God for providing us our daily nourishment for our body and for giving us Jesus, who is the true manna that nourishes our soul.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.